Well, Sean, fifth anniversary of your time at Burnley, and it was the right result for you.
Yeah, very good result. Very tight affair, which we thought it might be. You know, they've been keeping games tight this season. We've had to work very hard for the result. You know, Rafa's renowned for his organisation and how his teams work, and I thought there was definite signs of that. We take nothing for granted, Aaron. I thought that showed again tonight because we never got lost in the mix of the game. We actually stayed focused, we stayed controlled, we stayed calm when we needed to, we defended very well. But also we had moments in attack where we stayed calm with the ball, and I think that's something we've been searching for. And, you know, that can be difficult in the Premier League, but I think that's improving while still trying to probe, obviously, to try and make an opening. Now, it was a tight game for both, not too many golden chances, but when one came, we found a brilliant cross from Johan and a great finish from Jeff.
It was, and I mean, you've got three players of a similar ilk up front, and all of them do a great job. It doesn't matter who comes in, they all do a great job at holding the ball up and tying everybody else up with the play.
Yeah, I thought Barnsley did terrific. I worked very hard at there. I didn't think he got a lot, actually. I thought there was a number of occasions he could have got a foul. Didn't come his way tonight, but he worked ever so hard up there. Jeff stuck to task, you know, stuck at it defensively, then also found a goal, obviously, and some good moments. Johan finds a great cross. You know, there's signs that the team are progressing, and behind that they've got a group ethic, you know. And the pleasing thing for me is not just the 11 players. I mean, you know, Barnsley's come out of the blue. He has his first start and he ran so hard tonight. It was like he'd been playing every week. And, you know, I commend all my players on the professionalism they show when they're not in the team, because that's the most powerful thing. When you're in the team, you should be looking after yourself and you're feeling right about playing. When you're not in the team, that can be difficult. But all of this squad work very hard when they're not in the same. So when their chance comes, they're ready to deliver.
How important was that save late on from Nick Pope?
Yeah, it was a good strike. I thought they had a couple of chances, mainly from distance. I thought Perez had one and he made a more comfortable save, but the one at the end, it's a fizzer and he's got across well. And you know, he's growing into himself, which is pretty difficult because he's massive. But he's growing into the way he handles the Premier League. And, you know, this can only do him good, these passages where he's working, you know, in front of a good team ethic and the way the team's organisation is and the way they deliver it. But when he's called upon, he's done very, very well. And he'll grow from these experiences.
I thought Stephen Defoe was really coming into his own in that second half. And then he went off. Was that an injury?
Yeah, he's got a tight groin. And we managed to get him off pretty quick, I think. We try and be as diligent to injuries as we do. We have ultimate trust in the players. And if he's saying he's got a tight groin, then he has to come off, because, you know, you've got to trust the players. They know their bodies, and we want that kind of professionalism. It's not easy for a player to do that, by the way, but he's old enough and wise enough to know, you know, the difference. So he's got off quickly, so we hope that settles down.
The game seemed to be in a slight lull at that point, and he just seemed to sort of take the initiative, I thought, and drove you forwards, and that led to the goal, didn't it?
Well, he's a good player, and we know that. Him and Corky, I think Corky was terrific again tonight. And there was a lot of good performances. You know, as managers, we look for different things, you know, than often fans. You know, and the work that's done sometimes off the ball, the work that's done, you know, the tiny things that make a performance, you know, and I thought them two tonight supplied a lot of that, amongst others as well. But Corky again tonight was very, very good, I thought.
Naki Wells, he did come on tonight. He was on the bench. Good to see.
Yeah, I mean, he still needs more minutes, but we thought it was appropriate. And obviously, with Woody being out as well. So he needs that mixture now. You know, can he get involved with us? Of course, when he's right. But also, he does need more minutes. So we'll try and get that sorted out over the coming weeks.
And will Chris be available for Southampton?
We'll see. I think we made a good call tonight because it was touch and go. I believe in all of our forwards. So, you know, if I have to make a decision, then I do. It was a joint decision, really. I think he's feeling good, but we decided with a hamstring, it's probably too early. And obviously, you know, we get the win anyway. But I'm pleased with all our centre-forwards. There's a good group there. They work very hard.
And finally, for me, up to seventh in the table.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fantastic. It's, if only it was a sprint, but it's not. It's a marathon. Yeah. So, but it's nice to have a good start, and it's nice to, you know, show that the team is moving forward, because I think it is, and I think there were signs of that again tonight.